Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije.
Nadaljujemo z današnjo slovensko oddajo širom Avstralije in po svetu. Pred kratkim je slovensko društvo Melbourne imel svoj letni občni zbor, zato smo danes povabili predsednika društva, da nam več pove o tem in na kaj sploh načrtuje za leto 2021. Ponovno pozdravljam naši oddaji Paula Belca. Welcome again to the Slovenian program. Paul Belca, president of the Slovenian Association Melbourne. And firstly, congratulations. We understand continuing in your capacity as president of this organization in Melbourne.
Thank you, Tanya, and thanks for having us on the radio. Yes, on the 21st of February, we had our AGM, and everything went very well. We were lucky that we weren't caught up in all these lockdowns that Melbourne seems to have lately. The committee decided unanimously to stay on for another term to try and complete some of the projects that we have underway. Yeah, the members... Yeah, they were very happy with our decision to stay on and gave us their approval. So, yeah, we've got another year in front of us.
Are you planning anything for 2021? Because I know the current environment obviously is a bit difficult and a bit unsettled, let's say, for the first few months of the year with short, as you mentioned, your short lockdowns. What are the plans?
We've put out a whole calendar of plans for the year. Hopefully we can go through them. We've put it on our Facebook page. So if anyone wants to see them, they can go to our Slovenian Association Melbourne Facebook page. But our first function that we've got coming up, we're trying something a bit different. We're going to call it Chill on the Hill. As most people know, SBM is up on the hill there in research. So on the 14th of March, we're just having a casual Sunday afternoon, live music, antipasto platters, drinks, cocktails for the ladies, plenty of lushko and wines. And, yeah, we're just going to have a nice casual get-together for young, old, everyone, even open to the local community, and just a good thing to get back in touch with each other, catch up where we all lost 2020. We're going to just try something new. We're going to do a three series of this, so it's going to be three events. We're doing them each fortnight, so we've got one, like I said, next weekend, which is the 14th of March, again on the 28th of March, and then the last one will be on the 11th of April. So we're just going to see how we go. I'd love to see as many people as possible. I'd love to see everyone up there. You know, while we've got the opportunity, let's get stuck into it and have a good time.
Are you looking to maybe attract a bit more of a younger crowd with second and third generation with this type of style of event?
Absolutely. But again, we still have to look after our founding members. But yes, no, we really are. We've got like a three-piece band. They'll just be playing, you know, as we know, covers and things like that. Yes, it is. We are really trying to get the younger ones to embrace the club again and get back up there and enjoy it. You know, more the second, third generation. So at least they know that, you know, we're not trying to do, I was going to say, like the older traditional sort of things. We're going to try and do a lot of things that, you know, embrace everyone this year. Naturally, during the year, we'll still have our traditional events, Mother's Day, Father's Day. We have an event organised for the 30th anniversary of Slovenia's independence. But we want to try something different as well along the way.
And you mentioned earlier about, you know, even inviting, I guess, the locals in the community, you know, along, of us that live in the area. Do many come along and many actually know that the club exists?
That's the problem. What we're finding lately... we're inviting a lot of people, local people up. As the club's grown and got older, the area that we're in has really built up. We've got houses and we've embraced the local council in recent times and said to them, you know, come up and have a look at this. And we're amazed by how many people come up and say, well, you have fantastic facilities here. We didn't know the place existed. One of the councillors that came up the other day said, I've always seen the gates there. I thought it was a little tiny place behind it, and you have an amazing place. The problem is, for most of us that have grown up there over the years, we just think of it still as the club, where outsiders look at it and go, you have this amazing thing here. Why aren't you utilising it?
So it sounds like, yeah, the locals are hopefully will embrace that, obviously, with some of these events and obviously some advertising, I guess, in the local area would probably help with that as well.
Absolutely. I think we're at a time now where we'll always be the Slovenian club, but if we have functions like this, why can't we open the gates to or open the doors to other people and make it a community? It's there for everyone to use. Well, at the end of the day, it's there to be used. It's no good just sitting there doing nothing. So we're going to give this a go. We've got a few different things on the go during the year, and we're just going to embrace things and see how we go with it. If we don't give it a try, you'll never know.
And we know that obviously this is obviously in the main sort of area where the club is or the outside area. But we also know that you have a great Lovska Korča. You also have the Belinišća. Those being utilised as well.
Lucky that you asked that. The Hunters are up there actually Friday nights again. They've started to kick back off where they go up Friday nights, have a casual night, all meet up, have a few drinks, have a chat, catch up with old stories. So it's great to see that. The bowlers have been using the Bolins, but we've just looked at a way of doing maybe like a younger crowd come up, say, on a Thursday night every fortnight. We'll have some music going. There's a cover charge. Come up, play some bocce, and try and get the younger crowd involved in it.
Sounds like a great idea, and you've got some obviously some plans with some events coming up in the next few months. What do you think the long-term plans look like? In previous years, we'd spoken to you or previous presidents that the club was leasing its kitchen and the upstairs area, and I believe that's no longer the case.
We still have a dance studio upstairs. We have one of our smaller premises leased out to an art society. During COVID, we lost one of our tenants with a kitchen upstairs. But really now our focus is get people back up there, have events. That was a great band-aid to try and help us through financial hardships. Really, if we can get people through the doors and use the club for what it was meant for, the financial side of it, that'll all come back in time.
Sounds like the members obviously are with you on that in voting you all back in unanimously, and we hope that plans for this up and coming Chill on the Hill series of afternoon events be as successful, and as many second, third generation Australian Slovenians will join you, and obviously the local community as well. Paul Belc, predsjednik Slovenskega društva Melbourne, hvala za vaš čas danas, da ste nam malo več obvestili, kaj se dogaja pri slovenskem društvu. Upamo, da se bo čim več ljudi udeležilo naslednje srečanje v društvu nedeljo 14. marca.
Hvala lepa, Tanja, in na svinje.
Všečkaj, deli, komentiraj. Spremljaj SBS Slovenijo na Facebooku.